With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump asking the Supreme Court to intervene in his New York criminal case.
The Trump legal team is turning to the nation's highest court after two New York courts refused to postpone Friday's sentencing of the president-elect. His attorneys asked for an immediate stay to prevent what they describe as grave injustice and harm to the institution of the presidency. Prosecutors say they will respond in court papers. This flurry of legal activity stems from Trump's conviction last year on 34 counts of falsifying business records. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump will discuss his legislative priorities, including tax cuts, in a meeting today with GOP senators on Capitol Hill. The president-elect says he'd like to roll all of those priorities into what he calls one big, beautiful bill. Also at SRNNews.com, driven by powerful Santa Ana winds, wildfires rage across parts of Southern California. Several big fires in Los Angeles and vicinity, forcing thousands of homeowners to flee. The National Weather Service's Peter Mullinax does not expect the winds to relent for a while.
With several fires ongoing, the winds are expected to continue throughout today and even into Thursday as well, providing very little in terms of any relief when it comes to anything meteorological. For firefighters combating the ongoing fires in Southern California.
Parts of the South are in the icebox. Bitterly cold temperatures feel even colder thanks to brisk winds. Forecasters say it's a result of a polar vortex that occasionally does drop this far south. Former President Carter's body lies in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, ahead of tomorrow's state funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 87 points, the NASDAQ off 49 points. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is dividing atheists.
It seems you don't even have to believe in God to question the idea that a person can somehow change his or her sex. The honorary board of the Freedom From Religion Foundation has dissolved after three members quit in a dispute over transgenderism. Some atheists accept the idea that people can change their sex, while others don't. And it seems the two sides cannot paper over their differences even to achieve their ideal of a godless society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
McDonald's joining a growing list of companies that are pulling back on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Ford, Lowe's, John Deere, and others are dropping their efforts to promote the LGBT agenda and other liberal causes amid a backlash from customers and the election of President Trump. Officials at Walmart say they'll stop selling LGBT products aimed at children, including chest binders intended for girls who are living as boys. This is SRN News. Democrats are hoping to hold up confirmation of Tulsi Gabbard as President Trump's National Intelligence Director.
Virginia Democrat Senator Mark Warner told reporters after his meeting with Gabbard he still has questions about her suitability for the role. Warner hopes to continue in his role as the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, noting that the committee has yet to receive Gabbard's FBI background check and other paperwork. Warner is balking at Republican requests to start the confirmation hearings early next week. Intel Committee Chairman Republican Tom Cotton has stressed he wants to complete the hearings before Inauguration Day. Bob Agner reporting.
It's a huge deal in the world of tech, the annual Consumer Electronics Show underway in Vegas. And this year, so much of the buzz surrounds AI, artificial intelligence, being integrated into all kinds of gadgets, everything from laptops and desktops to smart TVs and gaming systems. AI, clearly the next big thing. SRNNews.com.